Range Adventure. The little rescue tug Spray, her decks awash in the turbulent sea and her superstructure weighted down with a heavy coating of ice, churned toward the bleak Aleutian Island where 10 men of a wrecked minesweeper were facing death by exposure. Lieutenant Pine stood in the pilot house and scanned the choppy sea ahead. A point of land was breaking through the thick carpet of fog that added its gray shroud of danger to the voyage. Beside him, Ensign Ravitz, his navigation officer, stood firmly in icy water that sloshed across the deck, watching the compass card swim dizzily in the binnacle.
If this weather clears, we ought to be able to get into the lee of the island. I hope that's the point where we're to pick up the survivors.
Almost an hour later, the tug crept cautiously alongside a shelving beach and anchored. Already the stranded seamen were indicating a safe landing place for the shoreboat. The sailors hurried to get the boat swung out, chopping the ice away from the davits and blocks as the deck lurched and rolled under their feet. They manned the oars, and soon the hungry, half-frozen Navy men were aboard the tug, enjoying the hot food and the comparative safety of the Spray. The captain of the rescued men climbed to the bridge of the tug and stood beside Lieutenant Pine.
It isn't far to Unimak Pass, and if we can make it before dark, it's a good doorway to the Bering Sea.
Fine. We'll run for it and hope the fog doesn't settle before we get there.
The Spray rolled on toward Unimak Pass, and the deck officers were kept busy checking their bearings in the dangerous and treacherous waters, for here the sea was filled with freakish currents and submerged rocks. The engine room annunciator clanged sharply, and the hands swung upward to stop. Instantly, the captain was at the voice tube.
What's wrong, Chief?
Stopping box gland on the main circulator just blew up.
Oh, look, we're in dangerous waters. You'll have to get it fixed in a hurry, or we'll be on the rocks.
The tug rolled broadside to the steep seas, with the unseen rocks growing nearer by the minute. A rocky headland came into view, and the captain peered through his binoculars.
Well, there's the passage ahead, but it isn't Unimak.
Ensign Ravitz checked his bearing on the chart.
Say, I know this passage. It isn't news much, but it's clear. If we can get any headway, we can make it, if the tide rips or the rocks don't get us first.
The captain of the tug called down the voice tube to the engine room.
How's your work coming? We're drifting toward the rocks.
About 10 more minutes.
Then an unusual thing happened. A strong current caught the drifting tug and swept it into the passage, just as the engineer called up that he was starting the engine again. The helmsman swung the wheel and the Spray headed through the narrow rocky pass, with the swift-flowing current sweeping her onward. The pass narrowed and the rock-fringed cliffs towered over the tug. Then suddenly a doorway seemed to open, and the Spray was in the Bering Sea. The men aboard breathed a sigh of relief, for they had been saved by one of the strange phenomena of nature. The freakish current that would have crushed them on the rocks had saved them from this very peril. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Battleship on a Mountain, our next tale of Strange Adventure.